The Jedi Temple's halls of healing were beautiful. They had lofty ceilings and enormous windows that spilled golden light over the blue and green and rose-pink walls and floor. Imbued with the Force's most gentle aspects, with love and nurturing and peace, they were full of perfumed flowers and green growing things, with the music of running water and the vibrancy of life renewed. They were the perfect retreat for those who were broken in body and mind, a place where the ugliness of suffering was washed away. Oblivious to the serenity around her, Padme glared at the elderly, elegant Twi'lek Jedi healer standing in her way.
"I don't need long, Master Vokara Che. Just a few moments, but I really do need to see Anakin Skywalker."
Twin headtails gently twitching, the Twi'lek clasped her hands before her.
"I am sorry, Senator Amidala, but that's not possible."
Her voice had that familiar Twi'lek huskiness, but her basic was flawless.
"Anakin is gravely injured. He has been placed in a deep healing trance and cannot be disturbed."
"Yes, I know he's gravely injured. I just traveled back from Geonosis with him."
Padme gestured at her ruined white bodysuit, heedless of the hot pain any movement caused.
"See here, Madam Jedi? This is his blood. Trust me, I know exactly how badly he's been hurt."
To underscore that claim, she could show the temple's senior healer her crushed and bone-bruised hand, the hand Anakin had clung to as the waves of agony from his monstrous wounding burned through him without cease or mercy.
"But I'd better not," she thought. "He isn't supposed to be holding anyone's hand, least of all mine. It's bad enough that Obi-Wan was a witness."
The Jedi healer shook her head.
"Senator, you are injured yourself. Let us help you."
"Don't worry about me," Padme said, impatient. "I'm barely scratched, and anyway, I'm not in pain."
Vokara Che gave her a reproving look.
"Senator, do not think you can hoodwink me. I'm not even touching you, and I can feel your discomfort."
Her head fell back, and her eyes drifted closed.
"Some kind of creature attacked you, yes? And you fell from a great height. There is head pain. Your ribs are bruised, so is your spine. It's a wonder no bones were broken."
The Twi'lek's eyes opened, her cool gaze uncompromising.
"Shall I continue?"
Aching from head to toe, the Nexu's claw marks across her back burning, her battered ribs throbbing with every breath, Padme gritted her teeth.
"There is nothing wrong with me that 5 minutes with Anakin won't fix. Master Vokara Che, you don't understand. I really must see him. Anakin's my bodyguard, my responsibility."
Then she thought to herself,
"And this is my fault. I bullied him into going to Geonosis, and he nearly died. So if you think I'm abandoning him now..."
"Anakin Skywalker is not your responsibility,"
the Jedi healer said sharply.
"He is a Jedi, and he is safely home among his fellow Jedi who know precisely what to do for him. Please, let us treat you so you might leave the temple in good order."
A faint hint of censure crept into the Twi'lek's eyes.
"Indeed, I must point out that it's not entirely proper for you to be here, for you to..."
"And where else should I be?"
Padme demanded, not caring that her raised voice was attracting the attention of three apprentice healers scurrying about their mysterious Jedi business. Not caring that she was perilously close to making a scene, behaving in a manner unbecoming to a former queen of Naboo, a member of the Galactic Senate, a politician with a very public face.